2020 is in the books, and let's talk about the year that was for you. And obviously, the main highlight probably was early on when you got elected MP.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting year for sure, and interesting, essentially, first year on the job as a member of parliament, and with all the changes that we've had, even just structurally with how parliament works, it's been quite interesting to manage, but. Like everyone else, we've been adapting and doing our part to make it as normal as possible right now.
Now let's talk about some of the highlights for you, some of the accomplishments.
Yeah, I think there's quite a few that I think stand out for me. Obviously, very recently, Starlink has started operations in Pecandjikum, and I was very happy to work with the minister responsible on that file to help push this changes to CRTC regulations and allow Starlink into the market in Canada. And I think that's a tremendous opportunity for not just our region, but everywhere across the northern parts of Canada. And I'm excited to see where that will go. I was happy to fight for many different supports for our First Nation communities, particularly having Gracieneros and Wabsimung have reached agreements on their mercury treatment facilities. It seems like a long time ago, but it was very early in this year that was reached, and I was very happy to see that move forward. But I think overall, if I could sort of pick out a highlight, I'd say that I'm really just proud of the work that our party has done to hold the government to account throughout the COVID, throughout the summer, with number of different government programs being created, really a lot of on-the-fly decision-making, and our party was there every step of the way to provide insight, provide support, and make sure that we were pointing out where the programs were missing the mark so we could help make them better, and we saw some changes made, whether it was the recovery benefit, whether it was some of the business supports through FedNor, which we called for directly. We were there to make sure that those who were being left behind from those programs were being heard. So I'm very proud that we've done that. We're going to continue to do that because it has not been perfect, and we know that there's still many individuals and many industries that are struggling right now.